From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Turkish F-16 warplanes were put on emergency standby Thursday after Ankara accused the Syrian government of having carried out an airstrike on Turkish troops operating in northern Syria that left 3 soldiers dead, 10 others wounded, 1 critically. Western diplomats expressed concern the airstrike overnight Wednesday by a Syrian Air Force warplane marks a highly dangerous turn of events in the 5-year-long Syria conflict and risks bringing Syria and Turkey into a major clash. Initially, the death of the soldiers near the town of El Bab, northeast of Aleppo, was blamed on the Islamic State terror group. But in a statement Thursday, the Turkish military said the Syrian Air Force was responsible. The bodies of the killed soldiers were transferred to the southern Turkish border. Also Thursday, European Union lawmakers called for a temporary halt to EU membership talks with Turkey because of Ankara's disproportionate reaction to July's failed coup. Members of the European Parliament voted 479-37 in favor of a non-binding motion urging the European Commission and national governments to institute what lawmakers acknowledge will be a largely symbolic freeze in negotiations that have been going on for 11 years but have long stalled. Austria has led calls to stop Turkey's membership talks. Germany, France, and most other EU states for now back continued engagement. At least 2 people were killed Thursday, 16 wounded in a car bomb attack in the southern Turkish city of Adana. An attack, the labor minister said, was probably carried out by Kurdish separatists. The blast occurred outside the governor's office in the parking lot, causing damage to nearby buildings. Came weeks after U.S. officials warned that extremist groups continue aggressive efforts. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump Wednesday named the first women for cabinet-level positions. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley as the country's ambassador to the United Nations and charter schools advocate Betsy DeVos as the Secretary of Education. Haley, the 44-year-old daughter of Indian immigrants, is serving her second term as governor. Farhan Haq, a UN spokesman, said he is aware of the selection.
And it's someone with whom officials here are acquainted in terms of being aware of her position on many issues, including laudable comments she made following the horrifying racist shootings in Charleston, South Carolina.
DeVos is the chair of the American Federation for Children. That's a group that has sought to expand the number of charter schools and voucher programs in the U.S. to allow students to attend private schools with taxpayer money. The choices require Senate confirmation. Meanwhile, Mr. Trump selected his White House Chief of Staff, National Security Advisor, and Attorney General Designate. And in a video message released to coincide with the Thanksgiving holiday, Mr. Trump appealed for unity.
It's my prayer that on this Thanksgiving, we begin to heal our divisions and move forward as one country, strengthened by shared purpose and very, very common resolve.
He called for a national campaign to rebuild the country and restore the full promise of America for all people. NATO has ended Operation Ocean Shield after a sharp drop-off in attacks by Somali pirates. Royal Danish Air Force carried out the last Indian Ocean surveillance missions for NATO. The NATO operation had been one part of a highly successful coordinated international response to the threat of piracy that also included the European Union, the United States, and other independent nations as well. During its peak, piracy off the Horn of Africa had an economic impact of $7 billion, with more than 1,000 hostages taken. There hasn't been a successful piracy attack since 2012. That's down from more than 30 ships at the peak in 2010 and 2011. Violence in Central African Republic over the past 2 days has left at least 16 people dead and displaced thousands. Clashes erupted this week in the town of Bria, northeast of the capital. That's between the militia of the Popular Front for the Renaissance of Central African Republic and the Union for Central African People. Both are breakaway factions of an alliance that orchestrated the country's 2013 coup. A mini budget released in Britain Wednesday indicates the departure from the European Union, backed by voters in a June referendum, will slow the economy and force the government to borrow heavily over the next 5 years. From Washington, I'm Tommy McNeil.
That's the latest world news from VOA.